May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So this rather odd object sits on the mantelpiece of my home at the rectory. It's a shell, artillery shell, from the First World War. And it's been rather crudely hammered at and turned into a kind of an ornament. And my great-grandfather brought it back from the First World War. I don't know whether he made it himself or whether another soldier made it who he was serving with. And he served in the British Army in Mesopotamia, fighting against the Ottoman Empire. And I'm minded that Mesopotamia is modern-day Iraq, and soldiers from our country are still serving and fighting there. Today, of course, we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War. 116,000 Americans were killed in that conflict, even though this country was only involved in the last year of that war. That's almost twice as many as the tens of thousands of young Americans who died in the whole of the course of the Vietnam War. At the boarding school I attended in England, after the end of the First World War, they built a new chapel to commemorate the 700 alumni who were killed from the school in the First World War. And every day when we went to chapel, we passed through the narthex, the hall into the chapel, and saw the long lists of the names of all the boys who had died. And on this day, which we call Remembrance Day in England, in Britain, along with the rest of the country, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we would observe a 2-minute silence. And many of you who've been to Britain have witnessed this happening. I remember being on Waterloo Station, one of the big train stations in London, at that time, and seeing everyone kind of stop and be silent. It was a pretty remarkable thing. It was so powerful. But it worries me. It worries me. I'm someone who's deeply drawn to the power of ritual and ceremony. I love them, which is not surprising, given that I'm an Episcopal clergyman in one of the most ceremonial of denominations. But it worries me that our precious rituals can be little more than empty gestures. And it worries me even more that there's an insidious sentimentalization of our rituals. A sense that because we happen to be feeling something for the brief duration of a ritual, we've actually done something concrete to build the vision of God's kingdom, a vision of love of neighbor, of the power of love to overcome hatred, that vision that Christ held out to us. That we think that because we engage in a ritual, we've actually done something concrete to make that happen. In our gospel reading today, we hear Jesus talking about the potential corruption of religion. He talks about clergy in long robes, so I'm feeling a bit accused. Clergy in long robes who say long prayers, but whose religion is really about status and gaining money from widows. But in the same passage, he also offers us the remedy for making our rituals real and powerful. In the second half of our reading, he compares people giving money to the treasury. He talks about some people who give a lot, but they give out of their abundance. It doesn't really cost them anything. And he draws our attention and the attention of the disciples to the widow, the poor widow, who gives everything she has to show her devotion to God. She gives utterly sacrificially, as the people we remember on this armistice day did. If you want to know what is important in someone's life, I mean, you can ask them, I guess, but if you really want to know, look at what they're willing to sacrifice for, and then you know what is important to them. If they're willing to sacrifice everything for their jobs, or for money, or for their family, or for God. What they're willing to sacrifice for tells you what is important to them. And if we are serious about this day, this Armistice Day, if we're serious about honoring not just veterans who served 100 years ago, but the countless veterans who have served in the last 25 years from this country, thousands upon thousands of men and women who have risked everything, and many of them have paid a price that none of us would wish. And I think of Richard Ehrlichman from our 8 o'clock congregation, an army doctor reservist himself who's done at least 2 tours of Iraq, whose daughter, Lauren, is now serving in Afghanistan as an army doctor. If we want to show that we really honor these people, then we need to sacrifice something ourselves. We need, as Christian people in particular, to be willing to sacrifice something for God's kingdom, that vision of love of neighbor, of the overcoming of hatred. We need to do something concrete that actually costs us something to make that happen. Does this mean that I don't believe in the power of rituals? Absolutely not. I feel so strongly about them. I believe that they have this enormous power to change and transform us. And that's why I feel so strongly about this. Because religious rituals, our Christian rituals, lift us up from the tyranny of the immediate. They lift us up from the tyranny of the immediate to-do list. They lift us up from the tyranny of, well, it is what it is. They lift us up from the tyranny of saying, well, that's just the way the world is. And they present us with a vision and a taste of what the world can be like, if we are willing to allow those rituals to be more than just empty gestures. And so I want to, this morning, not just make this an interesting thing to think about. I want to invite us to make this real this morning. In a moment, I'm going to invite us to stand and to be silent for 2 minutes as we remember those who have died and the veterans who have served this country. But I want us not just to think warm thoughts about them. I want us to make a commitment, each of us, to do something concrete that actually might cost us something, might inconvenience us for a moment. Some act, something to do that puts love into action. Some commitment to make love of our neighbor and the overcoming of hatred real. So that this sermon isn't just an idle thought, but we experience the power of ritual to transform us. So will you please all stand?